Hello? Now, you got the wrong number. Yeah, but ain't no Thelma here, man.
I'm Dr. Warren G. Easterbrook, Chairman of the President's Commission on Education, and I would like to talk to you about an ever-growing problem, the short attention span of today's youth. Weaned as they are on television, young people today can't seem to pay attention for more than a few moments.
Pet House Video presents an in-depth, up-close, and personal look at Pet House plaything, Taryn Steele.
Oh, so many neat things have happened to me in my life. Being named homecoming queen, making the cheerleading squad. But the neatest thing ever was when I was recently chosen the Pet House Plaything of the Month. But being a plaything hasn't changed me. I'm still the same Taryn. When I was first chosen, I was like really immature. But I've grown so much since then, I can hardly believe it's me. I'm a beach person and a night person. I really feel sorry for anyone who doesn't live in California, because we've got it all. The mountains, the sun, and, like, there's no humidity. It really blows me away. Here, out of the public eye, I can just fade into the crowd. In New York, I get hassled all the time. I don't understand it. Laguna offers me peace and solitude, away from the pressure of being a plaything. Here, in Laguna, I can just let my mind go blank. Art is my life. I love to browse Laguna's art galleries, and my dream is to one day have some of my things hanging here. But my real strength comes from my family and my strong religious upbringing. I'll always be grateful to my mom and dad and the values they've given me, which help me take on the awesome responsibilities of Plaything of the Month.
Selma, look at this reception.
Fever, tell me, did you bring home a note from your teacher today?
Oh, no, Dad. That's one of your jokes I haven't heard before.
Record warm.
Unbelievable. Best investment I ever made.
Clouds carrying subtropical moisture into the region, and that's the thunderstorms to develop later in the week.
So tonight, you haven't been out of this house in 2 weeks.
Cover moves in, the lows will warm up just a bit. Tomorrow, the early
what
morning...
What the hell has happened to my remote?
Burn off about sunny skies for the remainder of the day. On today's national weather map...
Murray?
...showers embedded in those clouds, and here in the southern... Excuse me, sir, we're on the air.
Selma, get me out of here! I must have pressed the wrong button.
Murray, what are you doing on the weather?
I don't know. Press something. Bring me back.
Here.
Swung on. And it's a high fly ball to center field. Wait a minute. There's a fan on the field.
They want to say if this is it.
No, I'm trapped in a rock video. Anything but this.
If this ain't love.
Selma, help me!
Wait, wait!
Selma!
I'm looking for the booklet.
Oh, no. I'm in black and white. Where am I?
You get for throwing out the directions.
Help! Help me!
Here you can leave me for the night.
You should be so lucky.
Yes. Where am I?
You're on the Disney Channel. At least I know you won't catch anything there.
Fun is fun, Selma, but I want to come home.
I'm trying.
500 million people are watching via satellite as the President and First Lady deplane for this historic Moscow visit. They look fit and rested. Wait a minute. An unidentified man has emerged from Air Force One. He seems, believe it or not, to be clad only in his underwear. The Secret Service have grabbed
him. Where am I? I'm innocent.
But who is he?
I was only walking
into
my room.
He appears to be deranged.
Selma!
I'm so proud of you, Brenda, getting through the delivery without any anesthetic.
Well, I had the best Lamaze coach in the world. But when do we get to see the baby? It's been 8 hours.
Well, now you remember the film they showed us in class. There's all kinds of tests they have to perform on a newborn child. So...
Ah, there's my favorite couple. Mr. and Mrs. Flanders.
That's Landers.
Right.
Flanders had uremic poisoning on 39.
So, nice stitch work, if I say so myself.
Doctor, we'd like to see our son. The nurses keep giving us the runaround.
I'd like nothing better than to bring you both your son, but have you looked around this hospital? There are sick people here. I just saw this old guy in the hallway with these gnarly scabs all over his body. Gross me out! I'm not about to expose your little Jeffrey.
Nicholas.
To that. I've got a solemn oath to uphold here.
Doctor, Brenda and I are both Lamaze graduates, and we've never heard of quarantining a healthy infant before.
Ooh, Lamaze. Well, I forgot that you spent 3 whole weekends sitting on a floor learning how to breathe. I had to get by on a degree from Harvard Medical School.
Please, Doctor, it's important to us to see our child. You've heard of bonding.
Doctor, we'd like to spend a little quality time with our son, please.
A little quality time with your son? That'd be beautiful.
You people.
What's with that guy?
Mrs. Fernandez, front desk, please.
He's supposed to be the top man in his field.
Well, when he brings in little Jeffrey, we're going...
Nicholas!
Here we go. Here's a little tight. Okay, that's enough germs. Back
on. Wait
a minute. We haven't even seen him yet.
Oh, go ahead. Breathe all over him. I don't care.
What is this? Some kind of sick practical joke?
What are you talking about? He's got your eyes.
Take that hideous thing away.
Oh, now, come on. They all look like this at first. You see, when the baby passes through the birth canal, its head gets a little pointy. He should round out in a couple days. Promise.
That's not a baby. That's a Mr. Potato Head.
Harry, call the hospital administrator.
Hey, you're right. This is a Mr. Potato Head. Gosh, they're so lifelike. Yeah, anybody could have made this mistake. I'll be right back with the real Nicholas.
Harry, what are they doing to us?
No. Calm down, Brenda, calm down. We don't want you to get postpartum anxiety. Now, as soon as we get our son, I'm going to report this quack.
Thank God you took that assertiveness training course.
Yeah.
Here's a little tight. You've been a naughty little baby. Yes, you have playing peekaboo with Mommy and Daddy.
Not time. Nick, it's your dad.
He's got a strong, determined jaw, just like his old man there. Whoops. Great, now you made him cry.
I don't believe this.
Is this okay? Would you rather breastfeed him?
Get away from
Kill
me!
Kill you!
What kind of hospital is this?
All right, Mr. and Mrs. Lamaze. You see, due to a slight clerical error, your son has been temporarily misplaced.
You lost our son?
Did I say lost? I said misplaced.
I'm suing you for malpractice, negligence, you name it.
Oh, great. Just jump all over me, why don't you? Just jump all over me. What about the 9 kids I didn't lose this week?
My baby. What did they do with my baby?
No, it's your fault. If you hadn't distracted me with all that video equipment in the delivery room, I might not have misplaced your little brat.
Doctor, we found him.
See?
He was down the hall in the laundry hamper.
Oh, beautiful.
I hope you're both ashamed of yourselves. All this hysteria. When he was safe and sound, not 20 feet from this very room.
Doctor, you're doing surgery for that kidney transplant. Where's the donor organ?
The donor organ? God, I had it with me when I left the house this morning.
Good morning, and welcome to Movies Till Sunrise. Our feature presentation is the 1954 science fiction classic, Amazon Women on the Moon, starring Laird Granger and Greta Van Zandt. Complete and uncut, with no commercial interruptions.
This used to be me. Old before my years, ignored by women, passed over for promotions. But now, all that has changed. Hi, I'm Cy Swerdlow, and I invented the patented process known as hair looming. If you suffer from premature hair loss, let our team of technicians visit you in the privacy of your home so there will be no embarrassment. You choose from our selection of over 200 colors and styles. Then your head will be carpeted with 100% pure acrylic fiber, completely natural looking. You can sleep in it. You can shower in it. It changed my life, and it'll change yours. Call toll-free 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Amazon women on the moon.
Well, men, I've been studying this map of the lunar surface, and I've chosen the dark side as our landing site. So, don't forget your space beams.
Roger, Steve.
Just think, Looney, in less than an hour, we're going to be on the moon. The first thing I'm going to do is carve me off a hunk of that green cheese.
Now, Butch, you know one of the purposes of this mission is to dispel some of those myths.
Steve. I've got the president on the electroscan.
Willikers.
Come in, men of Moon Rocket One. This is the president of the United States calling from planet Earth.
We read you, Mr. President. This is Steve Nelson, Commander Moon Rocket One.
Commander Nelson, this is a proud day for all Americans. And this year of 1980... will be remembered as the year an American first set foot on the moon. The governors of all 48 states join me in wishing Godspeed to you and your hand-picked team of scientists.
That's us, Looney.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're proud to serve our country. Over and out. Lackey, neutralize the electro scan.
Electro scan neutralized, sir.
There she is, dead ahead.
Awesome, isn't it?
You know, I've got big plans for that piece of real estate. You know, I'm going to sell advertising space on that. Now, just picture this. The world's biggest billboard. We'll make a bundle.
Hold your horses, Blackie. This voyage is for the betterment of mankind. Let's not any of us
forget that.
Please stand by.
There goes my lunch.
Oh, it's right up there with my stomach.
Prepare for moon landing. Initiate rotation system.
Rotation initiated.
Reverse retros.
Retros reversed. We're losing pressure in the atom chamber. If it drops any more, we're goners.
Quick, Blackie, switch to the emergency.
Did you know that every 7 minutes a black person is born in this country without soul? Hello, I'm B.B. King. Won't you help Don Simmons and the thousands of others that suffer from this tragic disorder? Its cruel symptoms can strike anyone. Let's take a look.
I think the Republican Party has done one heck of a job. Don't you, June?
I'll say, Ward. We Republicans have turned this country around.
Safety and good mileage are the two things I looked for in a new car. That's why I bought a Volvo station wagon.
Hi, I'm president of the David Hartman Fan Club here in Glendale. I've even met David Hartman once. What a neat guy.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cherry. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheroo. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
This is B.B. King saying, won't you please give, so that Don Simmons here and so many others can become useful members of society.
Four below me have kissed, and that's lucky too.
Write to Blacks Without Soul, Post Office Box 1305A, Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you.
Be right there.
Karen?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jerry Stone.
Hi, Jerry. Nice Hi. Meeting you. I'm sorry, I'm running a little bit late.
Oh, don't worry about it. You look nice.
Thank you.
This is a great apartment.
Hey.
I hope you like sushi. I made reservations at Tokyo Rose on Columbus.
Great. I hear it's terrific.
Normally there's a waiting list, but I know the maitre d'. You know, I gotta tell you, I never go on blind dates. But I just have a feeling that this might be special.
Jerry, before we leave, do me one small favor, will you?
Sure, what?
Would you mind showing me a credit card and a valid driver's license?
You're kidding, why?
Well, I'd like to run a couple compatibility checks.
What the heck is that?
You know, Jerry, it's tough being a single girl in a big city. You meet all kinds of phonies and creeps. That's where this machine comes in handy. I just enter your ID and the central computer will tell me about your background.
I don't want a bank loan. I just want to take you out.
I know, but I'd feel better running a check. Two IDs, please.
You're serious?
Let's just take a minute.
This is ridiculous. But, here's that.
316? It's a cute picture.
MasterCard?
I don't know how I ever got along without one of these. Changed my life.
Feel the same way about my VCR.
Oh, hey. Right now, I'm taping Sophie's Choice with Meryl Streep.
I love Meryl Streep.
Oh, I'm so into her.
Here it comes now.
All that about me? Jeez.
We are very thorough.
Yeah.
Great.
What? What do you got there?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what's uh-oh?
Jerry. Does the name Debbie Rothenberg mean anything to you?
Debbie Rothenberg, yeah, I think I went out with her once or twice.
You had sex with her on the second date, and then you never called her again. I hate when guys do that.
Who says all that?
Does the phrase, you're not only beautiful, but you're someone I feel I can open up to, mean anything to you? I'm not surprised. Well, you've used that line in your last 16
look,
dates.
Hey, this is ridiculous. Debbie, Karen, I think that we have something very special here. You're not like
the other
women
you meet in the city. See what I mean? And Jerry, I could never get serious about someone who's selfish in bed.
Who's selfish in bed?
Well, how would you describe a man who satisfies his own needs and rolls over and goes to sleep.
I never did that in my life.
11 times. Do you want names and dates?
No, I do not. Look, hey, oh. Anyway, that is just a small fraction of the hundreds of times I've been intimate with women.
We're exaggerating a little, aren't we, Jerry? I mean, the record only shows 21 sexual intimacies.
Look, this doesn't jive with my figures, okay, sweetie?
Jerry, the statistics don't paint the picture of a mature man. 12 times you ignored your date at a party to flirt with a more attractive woman. 169 times you feigned interest when a woman was talking about her career. And 17 occasions you lied to women telling them you were really into sushi and Meryl Streep movies. Make that 18 times.
Where did I get these figures?
As you can see, Jerry, it would be pointless for you and I to go out.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to get one of those machines and see how well you come off, okay?
Good night, Jerry. It's early yet. Maybe you can still get lucky in a bar. Like you did last Thursday.
Hello, Beverly?
Yeah?
Hi. This is Jerry Stone. We met the other night at Dave's party.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Listen, I know it's last minute, but I want to ask, are you free tonight?
Yeah.
You are? Great. Listen, I can pick you up in 10 minutes.
Sure, okay. Oh, Jerry,
Yeah?
Could you bring a major credit card and a valid driver's license? Jerry?
Extraterrestrials, strange phenomena, missing persons, lost continents, myths, and monsters.
We examine these mysteries to determine, are they bullshit or not?
London's West End, here, in the winter of 1888, a series of bizarre and violent murders occurred, which remain unsolved to this very day. Jack the Ripper. Was he a prosperous London surgeon? Perhaps a member of British royalty? Well, our bullshit team has unearthed spectacular new evidence, which suggests that Jack the Ripper was, in fact,
the Loch Ness Monster. Is it possible that Nessie murdered 5 streetwalkers before returning from Loch Ness?
Using undiscovered evidence, we've pieced together the events leading up to the first murder. Although this is a bullshit reenactment, it may have happened just this way.
Hello, dearie, show you a good time for a quiz. For the wife and for free. Oh, gents, don't you want a girl to keep you warm tonight? Oh, Mum told me there would be nights like this. Oh, my. You are a big one now, aren't you? Come on, darling. Ow. You'll be stepping on my feet now. Oh, aren't you in a hurry? Now, will you be careful? Not so rough. Wait a minute.
Is this the way it happened? Was Jack the Ripper, in fact, a 60-foot sea serpent from Scotland? Did I take this job for a quick buck? We may never know the answer to these questions. Next week.
To recap the 3 movies that we reviewed this week here on Critics Corner, Mark and I both gave a big thumbs up to the new Swedish film directed by...
Olof Svensson.
Olof Svensson, called The Winter of My Despondency.
Haunting abstract symbolism. It's arty crap. Now, Jonathan and I did split, however, on the newest teenage romp called Frat Slobs. Jonathan, I think, thought to be a light, frothy souffle, sizzling with youthful energy.
That I did.
On the other hand, I thought it was pond scum.
You're an albino. What the hell do you know?
Now, we have a new feature we'd like to introduce on Critics Corner we hope you'll enjoy. We call it Real Life Reviews, in which we critique the life of an average person just like you. Jonathan, we'll begin with a review of the life of Harvey Putnick.
No, Pitnick.
Pitnick. Of Skokie, Indiana.
Illinois. Harvey Pitnick.
Bernice?
Skokie, Illinois.
Bernice, come here. They're talking about me on the television. Come here.
Now, Harvey Pitnick would seem to have all the ingredients for a successful life.
You think so?
So why does he fail so miserably?
I don't know.
Well, I think the problem is with Harvey himself.
The hell is this?
You know, you're right. It is Harvey. Very good, Jonathan. It is Harvey.
So we're supposed to care about this Harvey Pitnick? Why? I mean, it takes him 30 years to develop any character at all, and by the time he does, who cares?
They're crucifying me.
It's hardly worth the wait.
He didn't like Gandhi either.
Let me show you.
Here's a scene from last year as Harvey is coming home from work.
Hi, Scraps.
Hi,
kids. How did they do this?
Hi, honey.
Hi, dear. Ooh, potatoes.
I didn't consent
day?
For this to be on
it's
TV
fine.
Here.
How are yours?
Dinner will be ready in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Wow, some exciting home life, huh?
And it goes on like that.
Yeah,
tediously, day in and day out. Where's the love?
Where's the passion?
Where's the examination of one's own existence? This is a poor excuse for a life. I give Harvey Pitnick a big thumbs down.
Thumbs down?
I give him a thumbs down, too. But I didn't hate Harvey quite as much as you, Jonathan.
Oh,
granted, his life was a miserable waste of time. But I rather enjoyed the Kafkaesque touches. Here's a loser trapped in a dead-end job and a loveless marriage.
How do they know that?
Just anything to make this man human.
And think of the money it took to bring him into the world.
Oh, a ton.
I mean, to feed him and to clothe him and then to educate him. And after all that, what have you got? You've got a big bore.
A dull clod.
An empty suit. And another thing, I was always one step ahead of this guy's life. There just were no surprises.
Now, wait a minute. What about the ending of his life? Now, that came as a surprise.
I saw that coming a mile away.
I didn't.
What
you
ending?
See, the high blood pressure.
True.
The lack of exercise.
Calm
the
down.
Bad diet.
Of course.
By the time he finally has his heart attack in front of the TV, big deal.
Heart attack.
Such a mundane.
A heart attack?
There could have been
something. Why are you talking about a heart attack? I don't know.
Yes, I see. Wouldn't it have been more dramatic if, let's say, he'd fallen down an elevator shaft?
What really should have happened, he should have died years earlier.
Through maybe in a submarine accident.
It was just a terribly wasted
life. Oh, my God.
Possibly a giant squid. Something to add a little science fiction to it. Tragic waste, but who cares? Oh, well, I see our time is up. We want to thank you very much for joining us on Critics Corner. Hope you'll be back next week when we'll have an aisle seat reserved just for you. Bye-bye. There's so many things he could have done. For one thing, he could have had a better haircut, don't you think?
We now return to the 1957 film Amazon Women on the Moon, starring Bill Thomas and Buzzy Clark. There will be no further interruptions.
Here we are on the moon. Boy, this gives me the willies. Think we'll run into any moon men?
Not intelligent life as you and I know it, Butch.
Well, if there are any Martians, I'll bet they speak the universal language. Do-re-mi!
You remember the space oath you took at the Academy, Blackie? I will not exploit other worlds for personal gain. Look at that. Follow me, man. Keep your eyes open.
Dig that crazy full moon.
That's a full Earth, Butch. Remember where we are.
Sal-weed.
This is only a hunch, Butch.
Steve, what are you doing? You're committing suicide.
Just as I thought. The moon has an atmosphere similar to Earth's.
Take off your helmets, boys.
Good old H2O. Steve, fill me in. How'd you figure it out?
Seems like Looney figured it out first.
That's my Looney, a regular Einstein.
Are your parties dull and boring? Well, why not liven them up with the snack food that's sweeping America?
Say, Mike, this is some great pate. It has such a unique flavor.
It's more than just an ordinary pate, Bill. Watch.
What the? You know, I never saw an appetizer do that before.
Wow. Well, you never tried silly pate before. Not only is it fun at parties, it's low in saturated fat. And look. It picks up your favorite comic strip.
I'm eating Doonesbury.
And I'm eating Beetle Bailey.
Yes, you'll never have a dull, lifeless party again with Silly Pate. Silly Pate. Available in all fine gourmet shops and toy stores everywhere.
Time, Mrs. Finley.
Do I help you?
Well, yeah, we need the room again at 4. Come on.
Is Harvey here?
Yeah, yeah. He's in repose. He looks straight. Okay, let's move along. That's right. Just relax, Mrs. Pitnick. You're young. You'll meet someone. Send the kids to camp. That's what I would do. Okay, family up front on the left. I guess that's it.
Everything's taken care of. Everything. And it's fair to die.
Hey, Skeeter.
Cute stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a wake. So let's have fun with it, huh? Come on, everybody, have a great time! Welcome to the O'Leary Funeral Home, where many of the nation's top comedians have gathered to roast our guest of honor, the late Harvey Pitney! Please welcome Rip Taylor! Jackie Vernon! Penny Youngman! Charlie Jealous! And our roast master, Mr. Steve Allen! And here he is, our man of the hour, Mr. Harvey Pitney!
Thank you, ladies and mourners. That's all right, Harvey. Don't get up. Anyway, be that as it may, and I doubt if it was, tonight we are here to pay tribute to a close personal friend, Harvey Pupik. Pitnick, Harvey Pitnick. Harvey was a man, my friends, who was the same in life as he is in death. A stiff. But all seriousness aside, we are going to lay two things to rest. Harvey Pitnick and the rumor that Charlie Callis is funny. Ladies and gentlemen, a very funny man, Charlie Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Harvey, keep it down. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to pay homage to the late Harvey Potemkin. Verstaven. Or Schmoll, whatever.
Who cares? Does it matter now?
No.
And if Harvey were alive today, he'd be a very sick man.
I'm sorry to make this announcement, we had two disappointments tonight. Milton Berle could not make it, and Rip Taylor could. Ladies and gentlemen, Rip Taylor.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Steve. Charlie said, Harvey, keep it down. Thank you. Oh, well, there goes that act. The president couldn't be here, Harvey, so he sent a wire. Tell him, Mr. Never mind. Was this an audience or a funeral? Now, pay attention, please. But I'm a little nervous because Harvey was a personal friend of mine, and there's not a person in this room that Harvey Pitnick did not touch. I must say, he touched me for $40 and Steve for $20. So, folks, I don't dance. This is it, you see. But I do feel for his widow, Bernice. That was a romantic marriage. She learned everything about sex from Emmanuel. Emmanuel was their gardener. I'm sorry. I better wrap it up now, folks, because you know the old axiom in show business, get off quick, like Harvey on his wedding night. Could you die? I gotta go. Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Thank you, folks. I'm thrilled to be here tonight to pay tribute to the late Harvey Pitnick. But enough about Harvey. Take my wife, please. Why do Jewish divorces cost so much? They're worth it. Why do Jewish guys die before their wives? They want to. And that's what I think of you, Harvey.
Thank you, Hedda Youngwood, for that trip down memory lane. And now... But seriously, Henny, you were never funnier. And it's a shame.
But I was asked to say a couple of words about Harvey. How about ugly and cheap? Harvey wrote his will on his cock, and his lawyer said it will not stand up in court.
Okay, Mrs. Pitnick, you're on.
What?
You're on.
Oh, no, I really can't.
You're the widow. No, I can't. You've got to give Harvey's rebuttal.
But in conclusion, I'd like to say congratulations, Harvey. Rigor mortis is the closest you ever come to a hard-on in 15 years. I thank you.
Harvey himself is going to throw in his 2 cents as soon as we take him off his eyelids.
I don't get it.
And now for the rebuttal on behalf of our guest of honor, his lovely widow, Bernice. And nothing's changed, Harvey. She's still going to be doing all the talking. Bernice Pitnick.
Thank you, Merv. I mean, Steve. Now, well, I would like to inject a serious note, as Henny Youngman did earlier.
You're gonna get it.
I want to say to Harvey, my late husband, as I look down at you, lying there motionless, I can only think of one thing. Our wedding night. I'll
never forget my last moments with Harvey. As I took him into my arms and I whispered those three little words. Sign the will. But seriously, I'm glad to see Slappy White here today. Now at least I know my hubcaps are safe. And Rip Taylor, is that a toupee or did a beaver curl up and die in your head? As I look at Kenny Youngman today, I'm not so sure we're burying the right guy.
At last, the greatest album of love songs ever recorded. You'll want to share them with someone special.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
Sung by the man who turned a personal affliction into a recording career. Don No Soul Simmons.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
So curl up by the fireside and listen to the non-threatening music of this master showman.
And honey, I miss you. And I'm being good. And I'd love to be with you. Hey, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose? Here's her picture when she was my sweet man.
Young lovers of any age will cherish this timeless collection of the world's most romantic ballads. And if you act now, you'll get free this bonus album, Don Simmons, Down and Funky.
A bullfrog was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said.
This two-record collection is not available in any stores, so order now.
Yes, he always had some mighty fine wine.
Hey, thunder! It's a lovely sight, lads. Hell can bet your miserable lives. The cargo hold is filled with precious booty.
Let's take her, Captain.
Hey, are you game, lads?
Video pirates, defend the guns and prepare to defend borders.
Fire!
Captain, all the latest home video.
And beta! And VHS!
Aye, some so current, they're still in theatrical release.
Help yourself, mate. A chest full of video discs.
No!
What good are they?
Can't record on them.
They're not compatible with my system.
Captain! This was locked.
Stand back.
Open that gun. There's...
Gather on, Lepakos, and feast your eyes on this. Make all the illegal copies you want.
Good to go.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh.
I said I don't want to be disturbed.
Griffin, it's me, Trent.
Trent, I've been waiting for you. Come in.
Ah, Griffin. Came as soon as I received your cable.
Good God, man. What happened?
I've done it, Trent. At long last, I've done it. I finally duplicated my father's formula for invisibility. After 5 years of injecting myself with every chemical known to man.
But, Griffin, the invisibility formula turned your father into a raving lunatic.
That's right, talk to the old man. I've been on the stuff for over a week now, and I'm still perfectly sane. Yes, I'll rule the world with my secret. Yes, and I'll need you, Trent. I must have a visible partner. I can tell by your stunned expression that you're pretty impressed. Look, Ma. No hands. I haven't come up with a reagent to make myself visible again. But what's the rush? I'm having a ball. Watch me closely. Whee!
Ever see a shirt make a phone call?
Ooh. Pretty scary, huh?
Ooh.
Wait till you see this.
No, Griffin, you don't have to go all the way.
Yes. Just listen for the sound of my voice.
Then you'll know where I am at all times.
Come on, let's have some laughs.
Griffin!
Being invisible is the best. Go and get some help. I'll watch him here.
Oh, my. Now, how did that happen? Must be a ghost in here.
This is unreal. I'm terribly sorry.
Now, what's all this?
Here he is, officer. Take it easy with him. He's not really dangerous.
Come along quietly then, Gov.
You'll have to find me first.
Come along. Cover this one up. Come on.
I'm in a kiss. Don't touch me there.
Selma!
We now return to our feature starring Greta Van Zandt and Lyle Talbot. There will be no further interruptions.
This looks like the remains of some ancient culture.
Steve, I said some things back there that I shouldn't have. Anyway, thanks for saving me from that dinosaur.
Forget it.
Hey, would you get a load of this joint?
This throne is still warm.
Where are you going?
I forgot something back on the ship.
What?
I forgot to
stay there.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We are experiencing
I demand that you set us free, Queen Lara. We are on an official mission from the planet Earth.
Planet Earth? Is that what you call that pitiful ball hanging in the sky?
Yeah, you wouldn't say that if you saw Jane Russell, the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Silence, swine. Or you will suffer the same fate as your friend.
I intend to file a protest in the death of Blackie.
He dared to enter the sacred temple and steal the precious moonstones.
But feeding him to giant spiders without the benefit of counsel is not the way we do things in America.
Boy, I never thought I'd be so miserable, surrounded by beautiful dames.
Cut the gags, Butch. We're in enough trouble.
What's she looking at? She acts like she's never seen a man before.
She hasn't. Have you, Elzebeta?
No, my queen. What are men good for?
Well, I'm pretty good in the backseat of a Studebaker.
Butch!
Men are useless.
Back where I come from, no woman is complete without a man.
You see, Commander Nelson, 12,000 gamma spans ago.
Gamma spans?
A moon unit of time, roughly equivalent to your Earth year. Anyway, all men were banished from the lunar surface because they couldn't...
For 131 years, this great institution has amassed what many consider to be the finest collection of art anywhere in the world. And now, it can all be yours. We've lost our lease. That's right. Everything must go. From the old masters of Europe to the conceptual artists of today's Soho. We're talking Rembrandts, Botticellis, Gauguin, Cézanne, Matisse, Renoir, and the chairman of the board, Leonardo da Vinci. This Egyptian sarcophagus from the dynasty of Ramses II, appraised at $14 million, our price, $19.95. Buy now and we'll toss in free of charge the original Declaration of Independence. Now, you might expect to pay millions for this document that shaped a great nation, but it's yours free. This fine parchment will enhance any den or playroom, and you can have some fun with your friends by adding your own name along with the original signers. Remember, the Cosmopolitan Museum of Art. Every Van Gogh must go.
Hello, I'm Henry Silva. Ever since the ocean liner Titanic sunk on her maiden voyage in 1912, people have asked, how did it happen? Join me as we dramatically recreate the sinking of the great ocean liner, Titanic.
Bullshit or not, you be the judge here on this station.
From the pen of America's wealthiest author, Irving Sidney, the man who gave us the bestsellers Irving Sidney's The Naked Virgin and Irving Sidney's The Power in the Flesh, comes Irving Sidney's sizzling new blockbuster.
Hey, baby.
Long time no see, huh?
There must be some mistake.
Come on, who are you kidding? It's me. It's Bert. I'm in town with the textile convention, and I thought maybe we could,
party!
I don't do that anymore. You better get out of here, or you wake the president.
When President Harrison Chandler was married in the White House, it was the social event of the decade. The courageous president and his beautiful new bride. But she possessed a secret that could shatter her dreams and topple a government.
I'll meet you in the Lincoln Room in 5 minutes.
She was forced to live a lie when her sins came back to haunt her. She was First Lady of the Evening. Irving Sidney's First Lady of the Evening. A magnet paperback in easy-to-read type with no big words.
Look, Violet, why do you say we go park out by the lake? My glands are out of control.
Well, okay, Georgie. But are you prepared?
I've been preparing myself for 17 years.
That's not what I meant. Pull over to that drugstore. Georgie. Make sure you ask for Titans. Those are the best.
Hello, George. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mr. Gower. I didn't think you worked nights.
My night man took sick. What can I do for you? We're having a sale on shaving cream. What am I saying? You're not old enough to shave yet.
I haven't shaved since March. See?
Hey, I better call your mom right now and thank her for the preserves she brought over to our house.
Not now. I mean, don't bother. I'll give her the message for you.
I bet I know what you want.
You do?
Sure. I was young once. Licorice sticks. They came in fresh this morning.
Mr. Gower, I'm 17 years old.
Already? Seems like only yesterday your mom was in here buying talc to powder your little bottom.
Look. Never mind. Thanks. Almost forgot what I came in for. Tube of toothpaste and box Titans.
Toothpaste and what?
Box Titans.
You have to speak up, George.
Titans. I want a box of Titan condoms.
George! And to think you were an altar boy. Did say Titans.
Oh, only about four times. Thanks, Mr. Gower.
President of Titan Condoms. Congratulations, young man. You are our 1 billionth customer. Pictures.
Look, thanks, but I really gotta go.
That's a fast, kid. We've been planning this for months.
It's really not necessary.
Tell me, George, how long have you been using our fine Titan products?
You could say I never use anything else.
Frank Porter, are you getting all of this?
Hey, you're not gonna use my name, are you?
Modesty, I like it. You could give Titans that wholesome image we're looking for.
Do you know what you're doing to me? The entire town's gonna know about this.
You'll be a household name, George. Just like Biff, our Titan mascot. Pictures, pictures.
I'm home. Hi, George. Hi, everybody.
Hey, George, will you autograph a box for me?
Get used to that, George. More good news, George. Even as we speak, your parents are racing here to join you in your moment of Titan triumph.
My parents? Are you nuts? I'm not even supposed to have the car.
Just make sure you airbrush out the kids' acne. Okay, George, as a token of our thanks, we'd like you to have this lifetime supply of Titans. Thank you, Connie.
All I wanted was one.
Violet!
George, I can tell you're as excited as we are. As you begin this, your year-long reign as our Titan King.
And now the exciting conclusion of the 1955 feature, Amazon Women of the Moon. There will be no further commercial interruptions.
Bullshit or not?
Hey, cut the bullshit! Dude, this place about to blow sky high!
Yes, look! Move to the mountain demon, it's angry.
Yeah, and that ain't just heartburn.
We haven't got much time. Let's go! The rock. Hurry.
Come on, Elmo. Papa Beta. When we get back to Earth, I'm going to show you Ebbets Field.
Save yourself.
I wouldn't be able to enjoy Earth without you.
Fasten seat belts. I think we got about 12 seconds before everything blows. Fire retros.
She won't turn over! Listen to that sweet music!
America's the only home I've ever known.
You got a new home now, Lara. With me, on Earth.
What are they doing, Butch?
Well, it's called smooching, babe. Come here. I'll give you your first lesson.
Rocket 1. Earth to Moon Rocket 1. This is the President. Steve, I hope you have things well in hand.
I'll see.
You, come here. Yeah?
Saturday night.
Yeah?
Ain't got a date. What's your name, kid?
Ray?
Ray?
Be Ray. I'm Sherry. I heard you were good looking. I had no idea. Come on in. As you can see, I made dinner. But I'm not hungry just yet. Food. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
help me with my zipper? Oh, that's so much better. God, you're such a hunk, Ray. I want you. I want you now. Get over here, Ray. I'm waiting, Ray. Take me. I want you to make wild, violent love to me. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, you're so good, Ray.
From you, Ray.
You think I care about a loser like Ray? I did it to hurt you.
Did it to hurt me? Well, your cheating days are over, street me.
Frankie, what are you doing with that gun?
I'm gonna teach you and this little know-nothing wimp a lesson. That's what I'm doing with the gun.
No, Frankie! I love you. I've always loved you.
You think I enjoyed going to bed with a worm like Ray?
Oh, shut up!
Worm?
Your history, Sherry. Satisfied, Ray? Happy now, buddy? Well, you're gonna have to live with that guilt for the rest of your life. And you know what else, Ray? You're gonna have to live with this, too. Freeze!
You have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney and have an attorney present at the time of questioning.
I was at a dance when she caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro. Soon I knew I'd never, never go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that she did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of love. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that she did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of
call Crazy Leo's and tell him the TV set he sold me has a problem. I'm still under warranty. Hello? Hello?
Mary Brown?
Yes.
Sit down, Mary Brown.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mary, I've been going over your tests. How did a nice girl, like you, come to contract a social disease?
Then my worst fears are confirmed. Oh, the shame of it.
Now. You are unclean. But there's always hope. Tell me how you went astray. Tell me everything.
I won a beauty contest here in Iowa. I thought I'd try my luck in New York. It wasn't like Iowa at all. And then I met a theatrical agent.
Gosh, that sure is different than the sarsaparilla we have back home.
Well, we like a little more sass in our peril. Now, Mary, I didn't get you up here to dish out a lot of hooey.
Oh, that's all right. I already had lunch.
You see, there's a social side to this business we call show. Now, let me see your gams.
What? I was humiliated, though oddly excited. Well, he told me he could spot fresh talent and sent me to see a colleague of his named Dutch Monahan. Turned out to be a wild party.
Here. Dunk your whiskers in this, sister.
You guys sure like your sarsaparilla in this town.
Get her.
Shut your trap or I'll bite your ears off.
Keep your hands off me, big palooka.
That was my first exposure to New York intellectuals. Gee whiz, my first sophisticated New York party. Which one is Cole Porter?
When you realized that your body had been rendered impure, what did you do?
I made another foolish blunder. I married my high school sweetheart, Ken. My shameful affliction was exposed at last when Ken began showing symptoms of the disease.
Goodbye, honey. I'm going to work.
Goodbye. Ken, what's wrong?
My eyes.
Had my sinful ways caught up with me? Had I inflicted Ken with my secret shame? Ken's vision began to affect his work.
Mike! Sorry!
Ah, today's reckless youth, with your fast roadsters and your rumble seats. I want to show you something, Mary Brown, for your own good. Take a look at the germs that have ravaged your system. Come now with me to the clinic.
What you are going to see here is not pleasant.
I didn't realize we had such specialized clinics here in Iowa.
When science is on the march, nothing can stand in its way.
Who is that pitiful creature?
Let's call him Pete Jones. Pete's first troubles were with smoking cigarettes and drinking beer, weren't they, Pete? Get back! We don't have any cigarettes! Sad, isn't it?
I've seen enough, Doctor.
I know you have. But have you? Resist temptation, or you may end up like Pete and Mary and Ken.
Hey!